This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
So cakes, cupcakes, cookies, bars, pies, and pudding. Susie Cakes is celebrating its Sweet 16.
Yeah, and if you're from California, or perhaps you've been to Texas or California recently, you might have seen a Susie Cakes in the flesh. Well, Susan Sarich is the founder and CEO of Susie Cakes. She joins us on the phone from Los Angeles. Susan, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, it's good to have you with us. Can you take
happy
us?
Happy 16.
Yeah, happy 16.
Thank you.
That's true. Take us into the origin story here, because you've got a pretty great beginning taking the recipes from your grandmother's and building a really what's become an empire.
Thank you for that. Yes, I grew up in Chicago, and both of my grandmothers, Mildred and Madeline, lived across the alley from each other. So while I was growing up, we always had some great desserts around the house. And fast forward, I went to hospitality school for college and then worked in the hospitality industry about 15 years. While I was in food and beverage and hotels and restaurants, I noticed a lot of women leaving the business because it was difficult to have a family or have a life outside of work working 24/7. So I drew up a business model predicated on women having careers in hospitality without having to sacrifice other areas of their life, combined with these amazing 3x5 handwritten recipe cards I had from my grandmother's.
You know, my mom still has those recipe cards from her mom.
That's amazing. I have them from my mom.
Yeah.
We share them around. We kind of mimeograph now and share them through the family.
They're valuable.
So
don't lose them.
So let's talk about your business, though. I think about 16 years in, you have made it through the financial crisis, the pandemic, and then today's supply chain stresses and more. And also an environment that continues to be disrupted in innovation, whether it's in the food space, how we work, who's working, we think about diversity and inclusion. So talk to us about kind of that progression. That's a long time to be running a business. How do you think about it today and how you run it?
It is. You know, one thing I've always been is very true to what our core mission is, which is connecting through celebration and not trying to be all things to all people and just being very good at what you do. And so what I have focused on since day one was creating the highest quality scratch-made products combined with the highest level of guest service to all of our guests, and being very straightforward and open about what we're doing. Our kitchens are open. We use high quality ingredients. We don't sacrifice on that. And I think as troubling and up and down as the economy has been, and times are, people really want to celebrate now more than ever, but you always want to celebrate, right? And so to be able to bring that joy to people and bring your mindset to a simpler time, a lot of people tell me our cakes remind them of their childhood, or, you know, when life was easier. And so I think that Susie Cakes has really thrived over the past 16 years, because as life gets more complicated and people are, you know, on their devices more and more, this premise of connecting through celebration with human beings face to face and sharing a cake and celebrating somebody has really resonated.
Well, Susan, one area of life that has become increasingly complicated in recent years has been the labor market. And it's something that we talk about with companies big and small. I mean, we're in the midst of earnings season right now, and there's, you know, not an earnings call that happens without commentary about attracting and retaining talent right now. How's it going for you at your locations throughout California and Texas? Are you having a hard time keeping employees? Are you having to raise wages? And are you seeing differences in different areas of the country?
Yes, it's been very challenging, actually, in both areas of the country. And, you know, in order to meet the decreased labor market early in 2020, we had to quickly alter our business model to fewer days, fewer operating hours per day, and fewer product offerings. So we really had to lean heavily on technology and have a focus on driving more sales online. So as a result, we've increased our online sales from 6% to 31%, which is huge, but that allowed us to have less team members in the store taking orders and having an easier production model, creating less waste.
Is it
so we actually ended up with a more profitable business model.
Really? Because I do think about like the higher price cost. I mean, are you feeling though a little squeeze sometimes right now just because
of... Huge squeeze. You know, both our cost of goods and cost of labor are up well over 10%. And, you know, like most retailers, we've had to pass some of that on to guests. But since we've built our reputation as, you know, best in class and highest quality, we've been able to maintain our guest base.
One thing I wanted to ask you, from what I understand in reading in for this, is that you pitched your business for like 2 years. Is that fair?
That's fair. Yeah, it was, Yes, I'd say the better part of 18 to 20 months. Yep.
Wow.
Was it just that?
Yes.
Because we talk about this a lot at Bloomberg, about the ability or inability of women and certainly minorities to attract investment dollars. What was it? Was it just because did you bootstrap or did you get money or like tell me about it?
No, very bootstrapped. Literally everyone who I spoke to and showed my business model to said Susie Cakes was a bad idea. And even the FDA said, Susie, baking is a hobby, not a business. And it was incredibly frustrating and difficult at times to, you know, keep going, knowing that so many people were saying, and people I respected, were saying that it was a bad idea. And so our really only options that we had were bootstrapping and, you know, gathering money from friends and family who would, you know, at least, you know, have a little bit of faith in me to get the first store open.
What would you say to the world at large, having seen the business that you're building, and it sounds like you continue to grow? Because it does sound like investors, whether it's angel investors or an SBA, that they're missing a huge part of our population.
100%. So much of my time outside of work is spent on supporting the next generation of female entrepreneurs because they are still struggling with getting funding. And, you know, it needs to shift. And I don't know what will create that shift, but I am still seeing it 16 years later.
Okay, you guys have locations, Susan, in Texas and in California, but you can actually order online and you do ship nationally. So people who don't live in those areas can get Susie Cakes. What about expansion in terms of bricks and mortar? Because on our planning call this morning, we were thinking, wait a second, this would work in New York pretty well.
And just have about 20 seconds.
Yes. We are looking for brick and mortar expansion as well as the nationwide shipping. So we're looking to have a flagship location in major metropolitan areas and then build out the brand name from that and enhance our nationwide shipping.
Wait, you do ship?
They do ship
we
nationwide.
We do ship. We just started shipping. It's a new initiative for us.
I'm checking out a carrot cake and a flourless chocolate cake. I am hungry. All right. Susan, good luck. Stay in touch. Let us know how the expansion plans are growing and just running the business. So great to catch up with you. Susan Sarich, she's the founder and chief executive officer of Susie Cakes, joining us on the phone from Dallas. I love me some flourless chocolate cake.
All right, next year for your birthday, maybe.
Promise?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
Mark the date. It's July 22nd. All right.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor, QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.